running for the leadership, Mr. Sunak.
He is the front runner for the job as Britain's next Prime Minister, but Rishi Sunak is proceeding cautiously. A short written statement promising integrity, professionalism and accountability, and then off to rally support. The only other declared candidate is Cabinet Minister Penny Mordaunt. She has backing, but as yet not enough to hit the magic mark of 100 MPs supporting her to get into a runoff election.
I am very confident about the progress we are making, and I will say to you that I am in this to win it. I think it's important for our party. We have a contest. I am very confident about our numbers. And the reason why I am doing this is because I think I am best placed to bring the party together.
Both had been waiting to see what Boris Johnson was going to do. He flew in from holiday at the weekend to rally support for a political comeback. His resignation almost 4 months ago led to Liz Truss being elected as Conservative Party leader and Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I can tell that.
But in a statement late on Sunday, he admitted there would be no political resurrection for him, saying, "I believe I am well placed to deliver a Conservative victory in 2024, and tonight I can confirm that I have cleared the very high hurdle of 102 nominations, including a proposer and a seconder, and I could put my nomination in tomorrow." You can't govern effectively unless you have a united party in Parliament. And that was a huge concern for some Conservative MPs.
I've never known this sort of rancour and division, and it is very destabilising. Destabilising for the party, destabilising for the country.
So for now, only one contender, Sunak, has the support to meet the 100 MP threshold. If that remains the case, he will be the new Conservative leader and the new Prime Minister in what will be a coronation rather than a contest. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, London.